Welcome to episode 2 of First Grade Friendly Web 2.0 Tools, The Art of Listening. Today's topic is going to be how podcasts can be used in the classroom. Thinking back, reading was never my favorite thing to do in school, but learning was so dependent on it. However, when we got to listen to stories or watch videos, it held my attention so much better. Well, now podcasts are gaining popularity as a way for people to get news, learn, or be entertained. The best part is that this new tool can be used in the classroom to promote learning as well. So how can podcasts be used in the classroom? I'm going to focus on how they could be used in the elementary school setting, since this is the age group I am currently teaching. The nice thing about podcasts is that teachers can find ones that teach literacy, science, social studies, and even math. With a little bit of research, age-appropriate podcasts that are just right for you can be found and usually for free. Podcasts can be listened to as a whole class or can be an independent activity during center rotations. Students can be responsible for answering questions about the podcast to assess comprehension, or podcasts can be used as a mindfulness tool that helps to calm students down and focus students' attention. Another amazing thing about podcasts is that students can also be the creators. With podcast creation tools that are easy to navigate, students can produce their own podcasts. This is a fun way to cover literacy and digital literacy standards. Students can conduct an interview or discuss a field trip or give a book review. There are so many possibilities for podcast material. It also gives students an audience, which is a natural motivator to produce their best work. Teachers are able to hear from every student this way and can gain a better understanding of how students grasp a particular topic or how well they are able to compose a well-structured conversation. Podcasts are a tool that can be used in a variety of ways in the classroom. Enjoy experimenting with podcasts and don't be afraid to give them a try.